City of Marinette is moving forward with a new development agreement tied to a major housing project proposed by developer Travis Spell. City officials discussed details of the plan, which includes roughly 60 residential units, half of them priced for residents earning around 50% of the area's median income and another 20% for those earning around 80% of the median income. Spell says the project timeline includes acquisition by the end of this quarter, with the goal of having units ready by the end of 2029. The plan also includes indoor parking and a surface lot with new pedestrian walkways and space for future commercial expansion on the site's southwest corner. Here's developer Travis Spell.
We're looking at the new construction. We're looking at bringing about 60 units within the former city hall development, and the total cost will be $14.9 million. Cost per door is around $249,000.
25% of the living space will be designated for veterans, but not before timelines are reviewed and funding details are approved. Mayor Steve Genesot.
We wanted to get this in front of council, which I had stated at our last meet. So the council hasn't seen some of the work that Travis and his team have been working on, but this is specifically about the city hall and repurposing this building with the move of city hall and the police department. One of the questions that came up, what are we going to do with a vacant building?
City leaders say the project represents a new chapter in Marinette's push to attract modern, affordable housing while maintaining community character. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.